come on now, honestly, when was the last time you heard that? Kinks all day and all of the night on Black Country Radio Breakfast, just gone 8:15. Now, over the weekend, of course, the London Marathon was taking place. But one gentleman who caught my eye was Kev Howarth, who did the whole marathon with a double dribble in basketball. Kev, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Dave.
Are the legs still sore after the weekend?
Yes, they are, very.
24 miles, double dribbling a basketball the whole way around. How did you even...
It's 26.2 miles, Dave.
26.2... See, that just shows I don't run it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How did you even find out you could double dribble?
Well, I've played basketball since I was tiny, and my parents both coached and had always instilled the importance of being a two-handed player in me. And then when I stumbled across an article about this American that had broken the record a couple of years ago at London, I looked at it and I thought, I could probably do that. So I had a crack at it.
Oh, well, you did. You had more than a crack at it. You did very well indeed, Kev.
Yeah, well, there's a little work to do, obviously, but it was a fabulous experience. Hard work, of course, but I'm better equipped now for the next time.
Wonderful. So was this your first marathon, or have you done some before with the double dribble?
No, it's my third marathon, but it's the first marathon I've done with the balls. I think I've done four half marathons with the two balls. I went over and did Copenhagen last September.
Wow.
Which was a good experience because they have 22,000 runners and very narrow streets. So it was a lot like London. So it was good preparation.
I was going to say, do you ever almost like lose the dribble almost at some points because of the different surfaces or?
That's one of the tricky bits. I mean, the road surfaces around Docklands were atrocious. But I went out for a recce on the bank holiday Monday. I went round the whole course. I walked the first half and got a Boris bike and went round the second half. So I was looking out for poor road surfaces. So I kind of knew where the bad bits were. But and there's so many people at London, you get stuck in a line. And
oh, I didn't even think about that.
There's really not a lot you can do about moving away from bad bits of road. So you just have to deal with it. So sometimes you might find you get a line of sort of a rough patch or minor potholes and there's been a repair and there's a line done and you've got a camber to deal with as well. So it's mentally draining as well as obviously the physical effort.
Do you also have a spare ball with you in case one pops or anything?
No, but lots of people ask that. I don't carry a spare, no, and I've never had a ball fail on me. The molten balls I use are quite good.
Dicing with danger there, Kev.
Why is that?
Well, you're asking for fate. You're asking for one to pop if you don't carry a spare.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I've never had any problems. Yeah, it did cross my mind that there might be Americans out on the course throwing drawing pins across the floor to sabotage my attempt. But no, I've never had any issues with them. They're pretty good balls.
It's because you've beaten them at their own game, Kev. That's why. So what?
I haven't yet.
So what are the overall reactions you get? Obviously, we brought you on air today because it's such a different thing for most other runners. So, I mean, on the day, what were the cheers like for you? What were the shouts?
I got so many. You know, mainly people were astonished. There were lots of variations of OMG. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Look at that. And that a few. That's just showing off. And but it was all really, really positive. You know, lots of people were cheering on the first half, and then of course the second half, a lot of their spectators moved to try and see their friends and family. So in the second half of the race, there was a lot of, "There's Mr. Basketballman again. He's still going." So there was, you know, the support at London is notoriously good, and it really does carry you home in the end.
Wow. So Kev, who were you running for on the day?
I was running for Orchid Cancer, who are a male cancer charity. I figured there might be some good PR opportunities in the whole two balls thing because they do a lot of work with particular cancer. So I was running for them and Demelza House Children's Hospice.
Wonderful.
So, they got an equal split of the money I raised, and it was about $2,500 the last
time. Wow. Well done, Kev. £2,500. That is amazing. So can we expect to see you at any upcoming runs, maybe the Birmingham Marathon?
Well, I am on the lookout for suitable marathons for another attempt. So they're not always, obviously you have to have a friendly, cooperative race director, and the course needs to be suitable because sometimes, I'm going to run Abingdon in October, but apparently there are a couple of trail sections in that. So it needs to be all tarmac and closed road, so which kind of limits your options a bit. But I will be researching suitable marathons for another crack at that because I know I can do it.
I got full faith in you, Kev. And I'll tell you what, the Birmingham area and the Midlands overall, we've got some cracking roads. We've got some cracking roads. And you get to see the canal while you're running past as well.
I will look into it, Dave. I will look into it.
Make sure you do, Kev. Thank you ever so much for joining me this morning, Kev. Congratulations once again for taking part in the London Marathon. And we will see you soon.